plagued a potential nugget.
And the other piece I'm always curious about in investing is the lead time for feedback is also long.
That's what I said, the gratification cycle, right?
So how do you calibrate if you're doing right, if you're investing right? Let's say for somebody who comes in from the outside, till you've done your first exit and you've showcased, let's say, the cross-cycle success.
There are enough early indicators. There are enough early indicators. And again, like I said, you have to have that self-learning loop. Because if you have to wait till exit or write-off before factoring in those learnings into your next investment. I mean, Warren Buffett, I was just reading from this Omaha thing where it has been covered in a number of papers. I mean, him and Charlie Munger, Charlie is, I think, 93. Mm-hmm. And this guy is, 86 or 90. And they still say they make mistakes and they learn. And I have seen enough 28-year-olds in this business who think that they know everything, or, 30. I'm not talking about Matrix, because if they hear it, they'll think it's them. I've seen enough of that, right?
Right.
So I think it comes back to, are you taking that learning loop? So how do I look at it? One of the early indicators of the success of a company, again, assuming it's a great founder, but how do you determine whether it's a great founder? Is, I would say, the best people meet or beat their commitments consistently. Now, in early stage, that doesn't mean that you have to hit every quarter. It's impossible.
Sure.
But the best guys that we have backed, there is an element, I would say, in life, in success, in businesses which are more ambiguous, which is investing as well as startups, I don't know if you've read this book called Super Forecasting. It's a great book. You should read it. It talks about anticipating issues.
Interesting.
And then kind of taking actions. And then, lo and behold, everybody says, wow, this guy was such a visionary. He figured it out. But they are able to match patterns and do that. So how does that manifest itself? What they say will happen, happens. Right? If they say, I'm going to meet this number in this quarter, it'll happen. Now, given how hard and uncertain it is, it has to be like 3 or 4 strikes before you're out. So the way I see it is, a very early indicator for me in companies is the founder doing what he committed he will do? And over a 6-quarter time frame, if that is generally happening, that'll be a great result. Then I will take the feedback loop for myself, saying, what was I backing in this guy and how is that playing out?
Very interesting.
And let's say if it was the other way around, then one would say, what did I back? What did I think was I backed in the guy and where did I go wrong? What could I have done differently? That's how you have to measure yourself, right? Now, there are other markers that come in. In our business, there are things like markups, So now markups matter because when other investors are looking, assuming they're smart investors, most of them are, by the way. If they are marking your company up, they are also seeing something that you saw. There is a validation, because ultimately, when a company has to exit, it exits either as an IPO or an M&A. In either case, a lot of other people are seeing what you see. And you get markers of that along the way, via markups and stuff like that, which to me are also indicators whether you're doing well or not.
Fair enough. Talking about self-learning loops, I remember reading one of Jack Welch's books, where he talks about keeping track of the recruiting run rate. He says something to the effect of keeping track of who said what at the time of making a hire, and then after some time has elapsed, he sees how the hire or the leader is performed, and goes back to the opinions at the time of making the decision, and closes the loop on who said what, and therefore who's got a better sense of judgment. Just architecting an experiment to ensure that you track the different decisions you make, and then you sort of go back to the outcomes when they play out, whether it's 6 months later or 2 years later. But remembering to link it back to what you thought at the time of making a decision can be such a rich learning experience. But it's just that when that time comes, we are so consumed by the here and now that we forget to apply that learning loop. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit audioboom.com. And look for Play to Potential, or subscribe on iTunes.